Reading is from Romans 12, verses 1 to 2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in the view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve that God's will is his good, pleasing and perfect will.
Now, we're all fairly well aware that change and growth is a pretty good thing. The only problem is, it can be quite tough to actually change. Tough, but not impossible. Often we find things getting in the way, holding us back. Things like society, bad relationships and media pressure. Look at it this way. Our lives are quite like a visit to the toilets on Platform 13 of Cardiff Central Station. I'm guessing none of you are familiar. A short while ago, I went to Cardiff for the day with a couple of friends. The plan was to celebrate the end of exams by the three of us, wandering around a big city all day doing the crazy but fairly normal for us things that we do, but just somewhere else. Anyway, it was a fantastic day, but eventually the time came for us to go home. And we were all waiting on the platform for the train. Now, I left George and Becky on the platform because I needed to go to the toilet. This was fine, we had plenty of time. So I headed down the platform towards the sign. For your benefit, I'm not going to go into the details of what happened, but I'm going to skip to when I was washing my hands. I'd finished and I went back to the exit, only to find that the handles had been mounted the wrong way round. On the outside, where you had to push the door, was a large pulley handle, and on the inside, where you had to pull the door, was a flat pushy handle. I groped at this door for a while before noticing I was very much stuck. I checked the cubicles and found that I was indeed very much alone, and there was nobody to help me. I did notice a distinct lack of skeletons, so I'm guessing that somehow everyone else managed to get out alive, but I couldn't help feeling that I wasn't going to be so lucky. I don't want to bore you with a thorough description of the toilets, but they were at a train station, so they weren't exactly pleasant. Nevertheless, in that solitude, I found a wave of inspiration. I needed help. I got my phone out and started texting. George, help, I'm trapped. Before long, he'd made his way down the platform and opened the door for me. Although I haven't yet lived it down, I did manage to escape. The media is a powerful force, telling us to make do with the mediocre. Society celebrates the standard, and the press exalts the orthodox. However, as Christians, we're told to not conform to the pattern of this world, but to be transformed. To be truly transformed, we have to find a way to open the door. I couldn't open the door by myself, and I'm sure I now owe my life to George. But alas, not even my friend George can help us overcome the mighty obstacles that Satan puts in front of our transformation. For that, we need the Holy Spirit. Jesus said in John 14:15-17, "If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you." So we know that this Holy Spirit lives in us to help us. We know that the Holy Spirit has promised to all of us, so he's definitely there when we need him. But who is he? We sure have enough symbols for him. We have a dove, we have candles, we have the wind, clouds, oil, water. This is when we turn to Wikipedia. For the majority of Christians, the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and is Almighty God, the article says. The Holy Spirit is seen by most Christians as one person of the triune God, who revealed his holy name to his people Israel, sent his eternally begotten Son Jesus to save them from their sins, and sent the Holy Spirit to sanctify and give life to his church. The triune God manifests itself as three persons, in the Greek word hypostases, in one divine being from the Greek word ousia, whatever that means, called the Godhead, the divine essence of God. Amen. Have we all got that? No, fantastic. It doesn't really help us, does it? Let's look at the Bible. From the Bible, we find out that the Holy Spirit is the one that let Mary conceive Jesus. The Holy Spirit is the one that led Jesus into the wilderness. The Holy Spirit is the one that led to Zechariah's prophecy. All powerful stuff. And that's why the Bible is better than Wikipedia, and you heard it here first. How do we get this Holy Spirit? For this, we're going to do a Bible race. If everyone gets their pew Bibles at the ready, the verse I want you to find is Luke 11, verse 13. Yes, that's right. If you then, though you are evil, know to give good gifts to those who ask, how much more will the Father give you the Holy Spirit if you ask him? That's it, you ask for the Holy Spirit. Ask and you shall receive, knock and the door will be opened. Pretty simple, eh? If you need someone to help you open the door to the toilet on platform 13, you text them, obviously. If you need the Holy Spirit, you just ask God. That is when you find transformation.